Hi everyone, this is Klaatu, and I'm at the Indiana Linux Fest, and I'm talking to Verbal. Hey, Verbal.
Hey, how's it going, Klaatu?
Pretty good. So I just saw your talk, which was really, really good, and this is the first talk that you've given, right?
Yes, it is.
It's your big debut.
That's my coming out party.
Beautiful. This is why I'm here. So it was on Web2Py. So could you tell us what Web2Py is?
Web2Py is a Python-based web application framework. So if you have an application that you want to put on the web, you might want to try to look at Web2Py to get it done.
Okay, and why would I use like Web2Py instead of, for instance, PHP or Ruby on Rails or something like that?
Well,
or would I?
mainly, the main reason is Python. Okay, you really need to know Python if you want to use Web2Py. And like Ruby on Rails, I've looked at that, and that's a good product. You know, it's great. But it really mainly comes down to your like programming language of choice. You know?
Okay. Now, in your demonstration today, which went really well, by the way, I was like, every time I see a demo that doesn't, like, you know, horribly fail every other step of the way, because I mean that's just how demos are.
Right,
they
right,
break.
Right,
that's
right.
What they are designed to do.
Right.
You get in front of 30 people and make a fool of yourself.
Right.
But yours worked, so I was impressed. But anyway, aside from that, when you were doing it, you were talking about the Rocket web server?
Right, Rocket web server.
So what is that part of Web2Py? Is it a separate project?
It's a separate project.
Okay.
Well, what happens with Web2Py? Web2Py is actually composed of, you know, lots of different like open source applications. Like Rocket is a web server. It has an editor. I think it's NiceEdit. It has jQuery, of course, you know. And it has all these different components that make up one, you know, big application.
Yeah.
And I guess the other thing is that even though it uses Rocket as a web server, that doesn't stop you from using like Apache, Nginx, Lighty, or some other type of web server that you choose to use. It's just that, you know, you don't have to figure out a web server how to install it, you know, right off the bat.
Right.
It just makes it easy for you. Then once you're familiar with it, you might want to swap out, you know, don't use Rocket and use Nginx or Apache or whatever.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, I was really, really surprised and pleased at how easy it looked to set up. I mean, you installed it right in front of us, right? And then you had it up and running.
Right.
Like, I mean, it was like a couple of seconds. It was, and that's for real, right?
Right.
Okay.
It wasn't a script.
Okay, just making sure.
Which is funny because my wife says, well, why don't you know, just, you know, record a screencast.
Right,
and display
yeah.
It. But I think a lot of people, when they come to these events, they really want the interaction, the one-on-one.
Yeah.
So I've never really seen
like here's a
recorded.
Because
if you're going to do that, you might as well just put it on, up on the web.
Right,
and
yeah.
Let people download it.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. I'm just wondering, I mean, like, when did you come to Web2Py, and what was, I mean, were you already really good at Python, and this was just, like, the natural choice, or did you...
I'm not really good at anything.
Okay, cool.
I started Web2Py, using Web2Py. I saw a demo, I belong to the Chippy, and that's the Chicago Python users group.
Oh, okay.
And, man, if some really smart people go to that like users group or lug.
Mm-hmm.
Not me. I'm just a wannabe. But I saw a demo there, and at the time I was looking at different web frameworks, Python-based, because that's sort of my language of choice. And so I was looking at things like Django. I was looking at Pylons and Turbo Gears, and I looked at, you know, these different frameworks, and some of them just briefly because, you know, I only have so much time. And I really, really liked the fact that Web2Py was very, very easy to install, and yet you can swap out components, and once you got familiar with it, you could do lots of customization.
Okay. And then you said that, like, the website actually had a lot of pre-made sort of appliances, you called them. I mean,
right.
So in theory, if there was something really common that you thought you wanted to do, you could probably find most of it already done for you.
Right. And that's wonderful because, you know, once you start learning it, it's really nice to be able to look at pre-written code that works and maybe just modify it and
mm-hmm.
use it.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess, again, like, why are you finding for yourself that Web2 Pi is better suited for what you're trying to do, aside from, for instance, like, I don't know, something else that's pre-made, like Drupal or something like that. You know, there seems to be all kinds of things that are kind of pre-written, ready to kind of drop in almost, make a couple of tweaks, and just set up. But it sounds like, I mean, do you prefer to do it with Web2 Pi because you like hacking? Or are you doing it with Web2 Pi because nothing else quite fits what you need, so you have to build it?
Well, I like hacking. I like hacking. When I brought my first computer, like, in 1985, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a Commodore 64, and I was really, you know, confused by that. I didn't know, like, pokes and peaks and things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And it confused me, and so I took it back. And then later on, I got an IBM PC Junior. And at that time, you know, I was really, really interested in computers and what they can do. And I had a choice. I could either get a PC Junior for $1,000.
They were $1,000.
They were $1,000 back then. Or I could get a true IBM PC for like maybe $4,000. I knew I didn't want to spend $4,000 for something. I really didn't know what I was going to use it for. So I opted for the PC Junior, and that's how I got started. So yeah, I do really like enjoy hacking, and I've used things like Drupal, and it's good. It's modular, but I just really like to be able to customize every aspect of an application that I'm working on.
Right, cool. All right, so, and you've been using Web2 Pi for a while, you said, right?
Since about maybe 2007.
Okay.
And it's not like I use it like every day.
Sure.
I might have a project, I'm like, oh yeah, I'll just code something in Web2 Pi, and I might not use it for like another month or whatever, and, you know, I'll go back to it. But hey, that's how you do it.
And how much SQL did you know?
I was pretty proficient with it.
Okay. Cool. I mean, it was a great demo, a great talk, and of course, it was great seeing you here at Indiana Linux Fest.
Hey, it's great seeing you.
Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio, sponsored in part by Caro.net. So head on over to Caro.net for all your hosting needs.